believe in our kids.
Everyone knows the teachers are underpaid. Actually, teacher pay has risen so much that today the hourly wage is actually more than what psychologists, computer programmers, and registered nurses earn. But you wouldn't know that listening to the union protests.
Shutting this district down until they get their priorities straight.
And the police and firemen make persuasive arguments too. From what I've learned about the public employees union, this protester has it right.
We're the people that run this city.
Run the city? Really? Joining us, Reason Magazine editor-in-chief Matt Welch. She right?
They don't just run the city, they run the state of California, and they run the state of New Jersey and New York and many other states besides. In 2009, right now, in the midst of incredible financial crises all over the country, you have state governments who say that they're cutting to the bone, and they haven't fired anyone. They've increased their overall payroll in states last year by about 2%.
Public employees are almost never fired.
It's impossible to fire them. Try firing a teacher, you know, in L.A., even if they're guilty of inappropriate conduct with a child. It's nearly impossible.
Well, I happen to have the chart here of what it takes to fire a teacher in New York. It is a lot of steps. They have these special rubber rooms. They put them for sometimes 8 years because they're waiting while it goes on. It's not just this. It's actually these are the steps to fire a union teacher, and I can see why they keep their jobs.
Well, let's think about this. I mean, all over the country, we are all being asked to do more with less. It's a recession. We have 10% unemployment. I mean, at my magazine, we produce five times as much as we did 10 years ago, probably, and we don't have five times the budget, probably.
Yeah, here at Fox, compared to ABC, I'm producing 10 times as much.
I can imagine that you are. But the one area in American life where people are producing less with more is government, and education is probably the worst case of that. In California, 40% of the budget has to go to education no matter what. And so when you increase the budget, which they do every year no matter what, that means education gets more and more money, and yet it's producing less and less results.
Now, Stephen talked about this pension gimmickry. I'm looking at this list of the top pensions in California. It's enormous. Some guys receiving $500,000, $300,000.
There are 15,000 government employees in California right now, and that's probably a conservative number, earning more than $100,000 a year in pensions. It's guaranteed for life forever and for their spouse with cost of living adjustments. They usually get free medical care. I mean, who in the private sector gets anything like that?
The former top cop in Los Angeles, Bernard Parks, is making more than $200,000 in pensions. And he's also a city council member, and he's getting paid more than $175,000 a year in salary for that as well.
So he's taking a new job.
And they double dip, often double dip. And then we have public employees who are making $500,000 a year. They have their pensions, and then they have a new job and a different retirement.
But they're
system.
Public servants.
Well, they've really become our masters. I mean, we have to live under their rules. They have a lot of power, and they're a permanent lobby for more government.
Think about this. For the first time in American history, this, I think, month or this past year, the majority of people who are unionized in this country work for government. That is a historic change, and it's something that we'll be living with for a while.
When we return, we'll look at how California and other states could have been rolling in money, surpluses. What happened? We just don't have enough money, say the civil servants. And now because of the recession, the cutbacks are terrible. But here's the real data. Over the past 20 years, government spending rose 66% to $5.4 trillion. That's total federal, state, and local. But if spending had just grown at the rate of inflation, today spending would just be over half that, $3.3 trillion instead of $5.4 trillion. Look at the difference. You'd think the politicians would be wallowing in extra money. Where did that money go? How can states now complain that they're broke?
We don't have the money to pay our bills. And we don't have the money because the legislature has decided it is more important to protect state employees and to protect all of the different people and labor and special interests, rather than protecting those people and protecting the people of California, the taxpayers.
In California, government workers got extra protection when the legislature passed a law that decreed that most prison guards, police, and firefighters can retire at age 50 with a pension of 3% of their final year's pay multiplied by the number of years worked. So a police officer who started at age 20 can retire by age 50 and still collect 90% of his pay for the rest of his life. Heck, even beyond his life, his spouse collects if he dies. Today, thousands of retired California government workers get pensions in excess of $100,000. Here's a list of the top 10. The top earner collects almost $500,000. So what's to be done? The politician's usual response is to cut services. This video is from Chicago, which held three reduced services days last fall. These men are disappointed that the senior center is locked. But such cuts can never make up for unsustainable growth in payments to government workers. Here's how it went down in Vallejo, California. Its pay and pension obligations to police and firefighters rose until they ate up 80% of the budget. The mayor cut back on community services and cut a deal with the police and firefighter unions that reduced but still gave raises to them. The unions were okay with that, but the public wasn't thrilled.
To our symphony, to our youth groups, to our senior center, we're getting zero this year under this agreement.
The city council passed the service cuts, but it wasn't enough. Months later, the city had a $16 million shortfall. Unions wouldn't agree to further cuts, so Vallejo declared bankruptcy. And maybe, compared to being slowly strangled by union contracts, bankruptcy isn't so bad. Often, that's what it takes to undo an unsustainable agreement.
Bankruptcy gives us protection. We're able to unilaterally reduce how much we're paying our employees.
Not that the experience has been easy for the people of Vallejo.
You can park anywhere you want in Vallejo now and not get a ticket.
Vallejo can't afford parking enforcement, doesn't have enough cops to fight street crime.
Free parking's nice, but you wouldn't like the crime and the impaired response to crime.
And he came and he beat the man in the head. Heck, it took the police and ambulance so long to get there, the guy's long gone.
Which makes people want to leave town.
Dozens of foreclosed homes are being auctioned off daily. Vallejo's downtown, spotted with vacant buildings.
Joining me now from Sacramento, California, is Dave Lowe, president of a coalition of public employee unions. So, Dave, I assume you're not happy with what I just said.
No, I'm not, because I think the facts are skewed. You talk about 1% of the people who receive pensions over $100,000 when 70% of the public employees receive pensions of $2,500 a month. You talk about firefighters, we're starting at 20 when most of them start at 30. They're running into burning buildings when we're running out. And the fact is that, one answer is to make them work longer. Well, I'm not sure I want a 65-year-old firefighter crawling into my second-story window to pull me out of a fire. The reality is state employees have taken 15% pay cuts in California. We've cut the budget by $30 billion out of a $70 billion budget. And the blame is not to be placed on the public employees. The fact is we're in deficit because Wall Street abuses have caused so many stock losses that all of us have been hurt. The government's been hurt, pension plans have been hurt, and
individuals. You can't blame stock losses. The stock market went up a lot because of those greedy Wall Street people before it crashed. People say it's you union thugs that are bankrupting governments.
The cost of public employee pensions is the same today. As a matter of fact, it's 4% lower today than it was in 1980.
When Arnold Schwarzenegger attempted, even proposed, cutting state workforce by 2% in the middle of a huge meltdown, I'm going to maybe cut 2%. The president created a conference call and put on the other line a guy you had early on in the show who's been in the White House more than any single other person. That's Andy Stern, head of SEIU. What is a labor person doing on the phone with Arnold Schwarzenegger and talking about...
But what about the facts here? Dave Lowe is saying we cut 50%.
The amount of contributions that the state of California makes to the pension fund has increased in 10 years by 2,000%.
And the pension liabilities.
These people basically are calling
over the last year. The fact is that over the last 30 years, they've gone down by 4%. So we can skew the numbers by taking a snapshot of when the stock market was at its highest and when it's at its lowest, or we can do what pension systems do, which fund over the long term, over a 30-year horizon. So Mr. Greenhut takes very, very
The increase in pension,
liberal.
Unfunded pension liabilities, the debt that's being left for our grandkids. Before the huge drop, it was over $63 billion in California just for the pensions, and $118 billion in retiree health care. And those numbers, they're going to be going up and up and up. So those
unfunded liabilities are increasing.
Well, we're not going to agree on the numbers
the
here. Let's talk about the firefighters. You made the point that they are risking their lives. They deserve extra breaks, right? Dave?
Absolutely. I think that police and firefighters who put their lives on the line every day, I wouldn't trade jobs with them. And most of them have a shorter lifespan because of the types of jobs.
What do you mean they have a shorter lifespan? How much shorter?
The actuarial studies show that the average police officer and firefighter dies before the other average Americans.
What actuarial studies? So fishing is more dangerous. Farming is more dangerous.
Fishing and farming is more dangerous than being a police officer or a firefighter?
Absolutely.
What happens is what I'm always told is police and firefighters, they die 3 to 5 years after they retire. So I called CalPERS, the employee system, and they gave me the data, and they live to be average of 82.6 years, the exact same age as miscellaneous. That's all the other government employees, and they all live longer than the rest of us. That's why we have an unfunded liability problem. And as far as what you're referring to is the dangers of the job. No, police and fire are not in the top dozen dangerous jobs. I mean, that's farmers and fishermen and drivers and construction workers. So, in fact, firefighters, we pay them a lot. Most of the time, they don't have very much to do. I had a fire union chief who...
Let me ask Dave about that. Fires have dropped by half, and yet we haven't cut the number of firemen by half. It's like you unions are robbing our future.
You know, the fact is that in California, we've had a number of firefighters losing their lives over this past year. We've had wildfires up and down the state. And as I said, the fact is it's not the number of fires. It's the fact is when there is a fire, one group of people are running in while everybody else is running out. And I don't think that the average American or the average Californian begrudges them a fair salary and the ability to take care of their families and to retire in dignity after putting their lives on the line.
We could debate a long time about what is fair and what is dignity. But thank you, Dave Lowe, for joining us, Stephen Greenhut and Matt Welch. We need government to keep us safe, to keep order, but do we need government to police our hot dogs and dance halls when we return?